Traditional Hawaiian burial practices involve the preservation and protection of iwi or bones with the belief that iwi carry the mana or spiritual essence of a person. Hina Le Moana Wong Kalu, head of the Oahu Island Burial Council, explains. She says back in the day, the corpse would be placed in an imu or underground oven to cleanly remove the flesh from the bones. The bones were then wrapped in kapa and could be properly hidden to preserve the mana of the deceased. State Senator Jared Keohokalole says it's no longer feasible for Hawaiian families to engage in these traditional practices.
You know, in modern Hawaii, Kohana are not allowed to make an imu next to the beach to practice their burial practices in the old style. And so this just allows modern technology to be utilized so that Kohana who want to be buried in the dry bone style have the ability to do so.
Keohokalole introduced two measures that would allow the use of water cremation technology, also known as alkaline hydrolysis. Kavehi Korea, president of Aloha Mortuary, explains.
It's basically a modern technology of an imu. So your body sits in a chamber of pressurized water, and what it does is it gently starts to decompose your flesh, and then at the end of the cycle, all of your bones, well, at least 90% of them, are left pristinely white.
This would allow Hawaiian families to inter the iwi as they see fit. In comparison to traditional cremation and burial practices, water cremation offers a more than 75% reduction in carbon footprint and uses an eighth of the amount of energy of flame-based cremation. But critics of the bill say the measures failed to address issues like permitting and licensing for operating an alkaline hydrolysis facility. Jay Morford, president of the Hawaii Funeral and Cemetery Association, says about two dozen mortuaries and funeral homes oppose the bills.
Not opposed to people having a choice of what disposition they choose, but I believe that there should be serious regulations looked at and what departments are going to oversee what before this bill is moved forward.
Morford also argues alkaline hydrolysis equipment is more expensive than traditional cremation machinery, costing as much as $400,000 a unit, a cost that could be passed on to consumers. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.